time, the risk of being born. So if you were my son, you won't back up the position of this. You just have a tremendous question. Our Gemara has a Dindra button, so we'll be able to move smoothly from where we left off into what we want to discuss and hopefully the closure, this gorgeous figure. The Gemara mentions, Rav said, that there's a special king in Dindra button. A new king invented by the rabbi does not exist in the Torah. It does not involve the hands-off kinyan. All you do is talk. All three parties together, the malva, the lova, and the person who's going to now pick up to that, who's going to be the new malva, the new balchot, and they're all together, and you talk about it, and now you owe the money to the new guy instead of the old guy. Amazing thing. Halachic magic. The Gemara says ultimately it's halachic magic. Okay? We don't know how it happens, meaning, is it pure haskar with nefkar? The Chacham said it works, it works. Does not correspond to any sort of king that I said at all. It's absolutely in contravention, in violation of the most basic principle of kinyanim. Or did you say, okay, now you owe the money to him? Or, kikadam, you're watching my car, don't give it back to me, give it to him. And now all of a sudden it belongs to him. So, in their mind, they thought it was a good idea. The economy will be healthy if you have it. So they said they enacted it. Yeah, so we still would like to know the fact that there's no Meister Kenyan, that is just by rabbinic siyap. Chacham said it works, that's it. Yeah. But, well, someone asked, okay, what exactly you could discuss? How far the Kenyan goes? When does it work? Your mom has discussions work by Havar or not? Be it possible that it does? So how about whether or not one can be mochel? Whether the old guy still has a finger in the pipe, and can he still be mochel or not? Because after all, it sounds wild that he should be able to be mochel. After all, he sold it. If I sell Mr. Snow my truck, I can't then turn around a week later and tell Snow, you know, this truck is not meant for interstate travel. Or this truck is only for carrying potatoes. It's not mine anymore, so I can't call the shot. So other than here, I get to call the shot. So Shmuel says it. That's it. But we shall respond. Shmuel says if I transfer a chol to a different means, through star, I still have the right to cancel that. Wild. Talk of why. We show about it. It doesn't make any sense. You sold it with my other thing. I used to own the Brooklyn Bridge, but I don't. So I can't say the Brooklyn Bridge if I no longer own it. I'm both of the Hover no longer own it. There must be, I still own it somewhat. Okay. But so in what way do I still own it somewhat? Why? I sold it. There can be two deficiencies. Rich then. He stole it somewhat because the whole seal to begin with is on the Jabbat. So Minat Torah still belongs to me. Because it's all the Chiyu is on the Jabbat. The Minat Torah said, no. It could be that even though my Mishlash, it might not be because of that. It might be, not just because Minat Torah didn't happen, but even in terms of the Maskar, there was a sale, it was only a partial sale. If I sold you the headlights of my car, and the hubcaps of my car, even the tires, and the axle, and the seat, but I didn't sell you the engine. That was in the contract. I'm selling you the whole car except for the engine. I still want to own the engine. But then I could still turn around and say, you can't drive too far, because I own the engine, right? So you can't, I don't let you use the engine outside New Jersey. I don't let you use the engine outside of Connecticut. Okay, well then you have to be able to drive outside of Connecticut very successfully. You can't take the engine out of there again. Right? So if it was still like Shustim, I sold you only part of the truck, only part of the car, so of course, I can still, right? And then Meir Thomas says, when I do a mechiras, when I give you a star, I say, okay, now he owes the money to you with this shako. So all I've given you is the shibu and the chasim. You have the rights to his property. You maybe have the general zchus gevir, the right to collect. But the money, his indebtedness, the fact that he's obligated to me. I have full applause on the Shiva Gadol, the whole Shiva Gadol falls apart. Like I say, you can't take the engine outside of Connecticut, but the whole truck is not going to affect it. So that's, those are two approaches. Why is it, I do a Mechira Shtako, that I still have the right to forgive? Either because, like the Zip said, because the whole Mechira is on the bottom, but that's always still me, or that's always it, because even the Jabbar, I still retain the Shiva Gadol. How does this help us to manage Shlashma? Yeah. They help us to manage Shlashma. So when he points out, if you read the whole Ran, or even read the parts of the Ran, you get the impression that what he's trying to say is that the machloket, whether my mishlashtan is same or different, can my mishlashtan, can you also be mob mabush, also be mob or not?
Could be.
But everything is the same between the Shiva and the Rabbanon, then all things are the same thing by
Well, first let's say it out, and then we'll have time for rebuttal.
you're debating about them. So look at it this way. If I'm creating new in private, if I'm making something new and fresh and doing my own son, then the logo ought to be involved. As the Gemara had suggested earlier, and Bahi Anna, you're getting involved and you're making new in private to the new guy. If right, but who the Ron tried to bring into their son, right? But on the other hand, if it's a new Hitzchayvus, they understand well that the old guy's out of the picture. If you just kind of shifting things over, I understand more that the old guy is still the old mouth that's put the finger in the side. But then I would understand that the logo is nothing really happening. If I sell you a car, then we don't have to ask the car for permission. It's the same car. You used to belong to me, now it belongs to you. I just transfer the car to you. So we don't have to ask the car for permission. So I understand well why the logo can be uninvolved, and even he doesn't have to agree at all if we're just transferring the home. If we're creating something new, make a new driver from the Lovet to the second Malvet, so then he ought to. The problem is, that's what it is. Rabbeinu Tam cuts everybody out. Rabbeinu Tam says that the Lovet doesn't have to be involved. And he also says that the Malvet Rishon is no longer involved.
Huh?
Right. After he's done, okay.
It's one B
collector. Once you say that the Malvishan was removed control, does that mean it's a receiver, or does that mean it's a Malvishan able to receive it? Either way, it's going to lose control of the receiver. Whether it could be that the receiver originally came to the Malvishan, once you can build it, it's going to lose control of it.
Could be. Except that with the Ram presented it at the time, maybe at the time it was not comfortable. But the Ram presented it, when the Ram presented it at the time, he presented him as Bahi Hanah type. It's still a long line of
right,
Bahi Hanah.
Right.
Rejected it from the beginning.
No, the first answer was rejected.
Correct.
No, but the idea is the same thing. The voluntary reason that he makes the shiva.
What? If he's making a shiva, then it's a new one.
Take a moment. Let's just recap once more, and then we're ready to see the rush. How many guys saw the rush for Chavrusa? How many guys saw something exciting in the rush? Oh, okay. Good. So let's just recap, and then why it's important for us to see the rush. At the very least, the Rambam says two things in the Sugya, which ought to be somewhat connected. And either are diametrically opposed, or at the very least, at best, they're like, seem offhand to be, So on the one hand, man, Tom is saying that yeah, I don't need the Lova involved. Which sounds like it's just shifting all the Fove over, that this Lova is totally uninvolved. On the other hand, everybody Tom is saying that the Malvarishan is cut out, which does not. But it's not what you would have assumed. But anything you would have assumed. And the Ramban also. Ramban is disagreeing with both points. So it really, it's either way it lays itself out. Let's take a look at the Rush. The Rush likes the Ran. Rush came before the Ran. The Rush likes the Ran. Connect this to Tayyid Sen Shmuel. And then he adds, I think, something important. Let's take a look together.
Oh, you're
Which album is that?
Not
1973. He was... he lived before the discovery of Christmas. Apparently. Take a look. Okay, take a look at the rush. Okay, by the letter Tani. Because I don't know who had what kind. If you have a traditional card, Tani down and I'm going to save in the sense of second column of the first half page. It's 187. Yeah, the new Tani Gemara is all of the first column on page 10. Okay. Either way, it should be at the letter Tani in bracket. The race says before, court both issues about the Mechila and about the Malkarto. Then they were Raya about Mechila. Alma de Eniyaka Limko. You see from there's these various riots in the Gemara Kiddushin that you cannot be Mocho. The Hainu Taima. Here's the reason. Kevin da Yishloshtim and Mayim Edechad Nistalek Shibur Hamalva Me'al Halover Rafil Shibur Hagov. Like as the Rav says in the Tamo. So, that it's in Gan Mayim Yishloshtim, they all three were together, therefore the Shibur the Shibur Hagov is gone. So how you halovim mishtabel l'malva? I feel shiva gov. So halovim mishtabel l'malva. Even the personal obligation that l'malva used to have to the l'malva is paka. It's gone. We mishtabel gufo l'sheni. Now he's mishtabel gufo l'chazim l'sheni. The lo nishal l'rishin shuvah l'chazim l'chazim. The rishin has no longer any chazim whatsoever. Hilkav ein mechilot. So what? Then your mechilot obviously not. Aber mocher shachol shalom b'fnei halove. If I saw a shachol, lo benatim, it wasn't my mishlashim, just it was just a kin yishtar. Then, hashibut shirish lo malve al gufo shalove, ein kinyin nisva sto. In that case, if this is a kin yishtar, the shibut al gufo is not the type of thing that lends itself to kinyin. The abstract idea. Ein kinyin nisva sto, lahakta zot hashibut lo lokeh. There's no way you can transfer the shibut al gufo to the lokeh, to the nimal v'sheni. So therefore, in a regular case, Shmuel's case, when we do kin shtar, you retain the old, the mal v'sheni through the shivatim. Hilkav nisha, tchus lo mal v'bal. Therefore, the mal v'sheni still retains a certain stuff. U'michilas l'mechil. His mechil is mechil. What do you see? What do you see? So the Rush, I think, raises for us a very simple question. Once I started thinking about the Rush, I realized that when I was in the sugya, I forgot to ask a very simple question, which I think really is what everything else really hangs on, which is not the classic hakiras that Mu'ad HaChem are handling. A very simple question. Why is a lover? Well, I finish.
Well, it's an alcohol.
Huh?
Well, it's an alcohol.
No, lover. Yeah, that's simple. We're fancy people. We ask fancy questions. This is a simple question. Governor Olasky, Schlieffer, I'm sure maybe you're familiar. He always does when he speaks in this call, and one of the ones he always mentions every year is that his Rebbe or Mashkiah, someone who maybe he's playing at one point, says, Dovid, when you come over, I'm always scared. Because everyone else, they ask, the hard questions. When you come over, you ask simple questions. I have nothing to say to them. You have great simple questions that I don't know what to tell you. So, it's a simple question. My mishlashtan, what does it mean? It means mal barishon, lokeya, as the Rush put it, and the lo go off to be there. And then what happens? What happens? The mal barishon says lokeya, or says the lo go off to be there. You now hold the money to him. Pray tell. Why? Yeah,
he's
a loba. Yeah, exactly. What are you loving there for? For crying out loud. Why? He's a loba there.
Only the
loba
find out ever.
Ah, okay, so we'll have to make sure he'll know. Okay, that's true. Let me buy Mechia Shtachol, right? He owns a loba there.
That demonstrates the king.
Huh? It demonstrates the king. What effect does it do, though? Good. It has nothing to do with the king, presumably. What does that have to do with the king?
Giving up the
you don't need to die.
Oh, particularly if you say he worth. Nail if you would say worth. Oh, you need me die so much to run from the body. Okay. So, however, it works exactly, but Chazal required his dad. So then, okay, obviously you have to be there. You better be there. Okay. But on the other hand, on the Chiyur Shakol, if I sell an Ebbet, I do a king of Chalitza with you. Do you want to buy my slave? You say, sure. We do a king in Tudor, we do a king in Kesef, we do a king in Shah, whatever it is. Ebbet is, he's 1,000 miles away. He's working for me in Argentina.
He's property. He doesn't count as a person.
Do you too?
Well,
I'm selling is an obligation. I'm selling a bond. Right? If I sell a bond, do I have to have the company representative there for me to sell the bond? But Mechir Shachov, right? Shmuel's in. The guy is not. Well, Rush himself made the point. The guy is not there. Shalom's now over. It's not my Mishoshim. It's a different king, the king star. So, okay, you better make sure you find out.
Well,
yeah, how tell? Correct, how?
We understand that we have to the person who is buying a loan, he understands that he's gonna have to all the stuff is gonna be based on him. That's why I say there's no need to loan at all. By what you're really doing is creating this shiva between the loan
the third guy.
Right.
It's hard to know. It's hard to, but you said the first sheet was Paka.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what that means. Okay. Let me ask you another, simple question. We'll come back to this instead. Hold on to the idea. So far, one simple question is, why on earth is them over there? Because he's going to the time, but you don't have to have them agree. So you just, it seems like a lump in the log. He might be trying to have, if he's not there, it doesn't work. If he's there and yelling at us, I don't want it, it'll work.
Right.
Bizarre. Number two, is another interesting thing, is why indeed, the other debate of town is also curious, as the Rush highlights it, how curious it is what he says, well, by the Chir Shachov, you can mokel, because there, you only transferred the Shiva and the Pasen. You didn't transfer Shiva and that's why he's still mokel. But Mamar Shoshi, he transferred both. So pray tell, why can't you transfer both by the Chir Shachov? So the Chari, you see, that there must be some reason why the third guy is there. Why is why is the third guy there? So either he's there because he has to, he's a participant in the king, he needs to agree. Okay. Or else maybe he's there because the Shiva Azubai gets transferred if he's there. And take a look carefully at the Rush up on the side. Good. Look carefully at the Rush. And let's think for a moment. Before we look at the Rush. When I hand you a Shtar Chov, all that gets transferred is the Shiva Nechassim. Why? What does Shtar Chov represent?
The
Shiva Nechassim. I can owe you money, but it's Milva Alpeh. There's a star. The star, more than anything else, represents the Kina Kar, and Karka also is Nitna, the star, and the Shtar Chov represents the Shiva Nechassim. Now, what's wrong with always being Mach the Shiva Nechassim? It's always in the buyer's best interest to take up the Shiva Nechassim, so why would he always want to do that? So the Rush said, why is it that by the Chir Shtar Chov you cannot transfer the Shiva Nechassim because? No? Not here? Yeah. Aim. Mocha Shachov Shulov is now all that good. If Shulov is not there, then Shibudo Shiesh Amava Gufo Shalov ain't Kinyin is postponed. It's something that does not lend itself. Kinyin can't grab it. Sounds like Dabashab Al Yolam. Like brotherhood. Like the color blue. Some things are so abstract that they don't lend themselves to Kinyin. You can't be machna because it doesn't, it's too ethereal. I can't be back to Davish about next year's crop. It doesn't exist. Nothing tangible. I can't be machnel you the number 15. There's nothing there. I can't machnel color. Ah, okay. But partially because I don't own it. Partially because if I did, there's nothing to give. Right. I can't be machnel my happiness.
You can be machnel.
I can't machnel my brother. Well, my brotherhood, the brotherhood. The fact that he's... I know.
He's not birthright, though.
Not that he'll... Of course, I can't make him your Evan. I don't own him. But the brotherhood. I'll sell you brotherhood in him. That if you'll be his brother, and you'll be his brother instead of
me. Yeah,
it's not something that's mitzvah speaking. That's all the Chayesh is fun, that they do halachic discussions on Chumit. Talk about that. It might be Davish of all the Olam. It's a Davish, it's not the end. Right. It's a good kasha. The thing we're saying is right. You can't sell the Bechor itself. Perhaps. You also call it out in Torah. Everything is a little different. Oh, so one second. So the Rush made a good point. That really, there's no way to have you sell a Shiva Atro. There's nothing to sell. It's not a tangible item. I'm not selling you something concrete. I'm telling you the fact that he's an obligate to me. So what's the solution? The Spanish solution is, right, if he's there today, Minahatola still for himself the kingdom. But Mikrabanon, it says, if it means, the whole idea of selling the whole is difficult to deal with, which is why normally you don't sell Shiva Atro. So, we say, but, you know, if you have the guy that's the roof, here's the roof, it's the grave. But he used to owe money, he used to owe me money, now he's going to owe you money. So if we have him there, so that'll make it a little less of that. Not enough to have a working on Torah. Oh, exactly. Because when I sell you a car, you don't ask the car permission. The question is, why is the loan there? Is he there as an object?
No, but the car...
Or is he there as an action?
But the car can have the
Shiva the Huzga. Right! The group I love that, what should a group mean? It means that the loan there is personally obligated to me. We're coming to him. We're going to come after him, and he owes me money. He, not just that his property can be taken away, more just a week, he has personal obligation. Right? She would have both. It doesn't mean I own him, but there's something on him that I have. So if we have him there, his book is there, it makes it a drop less of trap.
Well, yes. if he's in the next town over, he's still there, he's there. So.
Right, but the Chazal said, we have the right to make these drabbanim, but as much as possible, we'd like it to go like this as it does Daraisa. Just like by Zedos, Hazal tried to make things end Daraisa. You want to make a 700 dollars, you want to make a Tchum Shabbos. So Hazal didn't say $2,500, didn't say $1,500, $3,000, he said $2,000. But that's the number that they have to come. So you want to fit in as much as possible for the parents, even if it's not Hazal, at least it'll fit to the parents of Daraisa. So Chazal, according to the Chazal, want to make a way to mass machine that goes a unforgivable, irrevocable sale of a loan. So we need to have a way to mass machine that goes. So we have to do it through after the test. I'm having a moment. The major problem is that the fundamentals are not the king at all. So as much as possible, we want to make it double as abstract. So what? How do you make it double as abstract? Well, bring it in! It's still a trap. It's still the runs of the king. But if you're there, you're present, and so on, it makes the king a little more attention. Let me give you an example. Let's say I want to teach you about Palau. Palau? Well, 4 years ago, when I emptied a senior, went to Palau, on a mission, they came back and spoke about it. Now, when they speak about it, so their audience has never been to Palau. I would like you to experience Palau. I'm giving you a presentation. How can I have my audience experience Palau? You're not there, right? So it's going to be intangible regardless. But I can either come and just talk, or I have a slideshow. They will have a video and audio. It'll make it somewhat more tangible. It's still intangible, right? So it's only your imagination. You're still not in Palau. You still don't personally have the Dateline topic, right? But it makes it a little more tangible. I can learn a little more if you show me pictures, if you show me a video. So, you're not there. You still can't make awesome observations. You got to be there. But okay, a little bit closer. So that's what we're saying here. Really, a Shiva Guf is never going to be something tangible and stuff that came in our Torah. The Chazal want to make it, we're going to make a Dindra Abundant, you can make a Kenyan. He said, let it be a little bit tangible. So we'll bring him in, we'll have an exhibit, we'll have the video. Why video? Here it is! Here's the Guf Shiva you're getting. And so that, but in that case, you say like that, then why are we bringing him in as, so to speak, loosely speaking, the object of the Kenyan? He's loosely speaking is playing the role of the Dover HaNikva. Not the Maksa, not the Kodav, it's like bringing in the Kali stuff. What's that? But in a case where I really, it is a real tangible item that I don't need any tricks. It's a real tangible item that really lifts up the Kenyan. But here, no matter, here, no matter how you slice it, it really does not lift up the Kenyan. We're trying to bridge that a little bit. Well, it's really not tangible enough to sell either, Minnesota. The Chacham are saying, if you'll throw in the fact that it'll be there, it'll be a little bit tangible. If it's there, it's a little bit tangible enough that you can sell me that money. Right? But a normal, real tangible item, then you'll need a trick. You really own it, and you can really sell it, and that's the end of the story. So that explains all the elements of the rush. Now, if you read it, Mamish thing. He says, K-1 da yishlat the maimad echad, since they're all together, therefore, the Shibra Guf moves. Mashiach Mokesh Lachom, he says, well, he's not there. So then, that just doesn't work. It doesn't lend, the Shibra Guf in that case does not lend itself to Kenyan whatsoever. Whereas by Mamek, if he's there, then it works, at least Midrabanan, we can call the Shibra Guf something that lends itself tangible enough, can create up to lend itself to Kenyan. So now, once you have this idea in mind, then the two places can work together beautifully. Because we go back to the fundamental question. Why on earth are you bringing him in there? Either you're bringing him in there because he's participating, he has to do one of two things. Otherwise, no point having him there. So that's the cheshbon. It may not be a lumbership connection to the situation, but it's a connection to the cheshbon. Because he has to explain why on earth do the rabbis want us to slap Daniel in. Why are we slapping him alone? Either because he's party to the kingdom, he's one of the machnim, he's actually expressing that machnim. Or because the Kenyan there sits as the object of the Kenyan, the thing that's being transferred. That's what you're going to have to align the one to the side. Either you must say that you need his das, and you cannot be Bakako. Or else, you're going to have to say that we need his presence in order to move the Shiva Guf across, and that's why it's now that I'll let himself to Mechila. And so there comes up the approach that we need him there, at least the Russian president. We need him there, but it makes the Shiva Guf transferable, option for the transferable. So then there's no longer any Mechila. On the other hand, it can be Valkarosal. He's just there to be a prop. But the other problem is no, he's there because he's actually doing something. But because the way that Hasana is going to work is going to be because he's being Mishtabe or something like that, something along those lines, so then it doesn't say anything about me, but it says a lot about him. But could be that they really, as I said before, the right question to ask might be, why is he there? And one of the two answers for that is to lead you to one of two solutions. Either you say he needed that, or else you're going to say that because he's there as an object, the Shiva Guf is being transferred. Yes? Question? Okay. I answered it? Yeah? Or
don't get to the back. How did that, so why didn't you say that, why don't we say that answer to us? So.
What do you mean?
We said, why can't it be done on Yidei Shliach?
Why can't it be done on Yidei Shliach?
because this is why can't it be done early days. So the Ethan, he brings the Raya from the case of Rova. I didn't just say that.
Yeah.
I was supposed to know Yeshua. Yeah, the other toast is Kufa.
I mean,
No.
Okay. Now you have a question. Solve a little problem. Okay. So we end the Ian on remembering, that's always important to ask the right question. That's always important to go back to the Gemara. Hopefully help you think quickly. Good. Now the main opportunity to ask any more questions. In Mr. Shem, just to give you a sense of where we're headed. Tomorrow will be in regular on Thursday. We don't want to have it from the big. Tomorrow will be in Thursday. We'll have a chance for Ian Sunday, a chance for